This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Podcast. How are you doing today? Before we jump into today's episode, do me a favor, head over to the website www.thehotnerd.com. Follow along on all things social media. If you wanted to get into contact with me, the easiest way to do that is thehotnerd@gmail.com. How are you doing? I've got to tell you, I'm doing great. I always am. I'm on the right side of the dirt. I'm out there getting to do what I love to do, what I am passionate about doing. So life is grand. Life is good. And I hope that you can say the same. And what I want to talk about today is a little different, and it might be a little rambly, and it might be a little swoony. I might swoon on some stuff and crush on some stuff. But what I really wanted to touch on was this idea of this cop slash safety differently slash whatever we want to call it, community. I got to spend some time catching up with some really good friends, people that became friends through this whole hop thing. I got to spend some time catching up with them virtually and in person. I've been flying all over the country. I'll get to that in just a second. But I got to spend a bunch of time with them talking about where we're at, what we've got going on, kind of our evolving thought on this stuff, share some ideas, share some tips, kind of help to shift each other's minds around kind of our thoughts about particular elements of human and organizational performance or safety and our approaches and kind of all that stuff. And where I'm kind of landing with this is that it's freaking amazing. It is. It's powerful. This community of practice is so phenomenal. The people that reside within our community are just amazing. And I'm blessed beyond belief to be able to call many of these folks, not just friends, but like BFFs, like really, 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 really good friends. And as an example, I'm going to shout out a couple of folks here that I got to catch up with just the other day. Steve Harvey and Josh Bryant, two legends in the same room. Steve and I had just set up some time just to catch up. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I got a surprise for you. And then Josh Bryant appears, screen left into camera, right? And we got to just sit around and catch up and just chat and talk about human and organizational performance and life and how our families are doing and just kind of all that stuff. And when I say legends, I completely mean that. These two folks are out there just kicking butt and taking names and doing just amazing, just brilliant, brilliant things within their work world to make the world a little bit better place to work. And through our entire conversation, what's great is we didn't mention safety really at all. And that's a huge shift kind of in our community overall is, you know, so much of our conversation has started talking about safety, but then we've really evolved into realizing that it's not safety, it's just work. And we need to spend time understanding work. Right? And we had a great conversation around that little bit of it. I got to fly out to Orange County to work with some folks on some learning team stuff and some other things related to safety directly and some other kind of really interesting things that they've got going on this particular organization. And I got to catch up with a really good friend while I was out there and same thing in the community of practice, just getting to catch up and talk about, hey, how's the family? How are things going? What are you learning nowadays? What are you reading nowadays? How are you applying that? This community is powerful. I think that's the second or third time that I've said that. And it is. And I mean it. And where I'm going with this is you need to lean into it. There's so many of us out there that are solo practitioners, right? Whether independent hot practitioners, whether functioning as a safety person or a manager or leader in an organization, or as a air quotes hop consultant that works directly for an organization or a safety person, quotes, right? You know, here's air quotes, safety person in an organization, or just, you know, a some type of solo lone wolf person trying to bring about some of this change, being kind of that SME or practitioner in an organization. And it gets real lonely. It definitely gets lonely, especially if you're like the only one or there's only a handful of you, right, within an organization, or you're just out doing your own thing like me and just like roaming around. You got to lean into the community. It does. It gets really, really lonely. I had that early on in my profession as a safety practitioner. I'm recovering, as everybody knows, I'm a recovering safety practitioner. But I had that early on, you know, where I'm like, okay, I'm out here. I'm in on this project out in the middle of God's country, middle of nowhere. And I'm like the only safety person here. And I don't have any peers. Don't have anybody I can bounce ideas off of. Don't have anybody that I can vent to. Don't have anybody, especially early on, because you don't really realize that that community is there. This community of practice is powerful. So that's the third or fourth time. So you know it's serious. Lean into it. Take advantage of it. You know, I've got these amazing friends that have grown through just being a safety person way back when and doing this whole hop thing, right? Being a hop practitioner and through the podcast and through everything else. But you don't have to have a podcast to go out and make a good network of friends, to make a good network of other practitioners. LinkedIn is such a great resource that we all probably overuse a bit. I'm thinking about getting to the point of taking another social media break a little bit. I'll set it up to where it does some posts while I'm not checking it, but I'm to that point where I'm like, okay, I'm overusing it a bit. I need to get away from social media. So you might see that coming on the horizon again here soon. But reach out to people. Like, I get those emails all the time, and next thing you know, like, I've got time on the calendar and I'm just catching up with somebody, and now we've got a great friendship started, and we get to talk about all things human and organizational performance, and they feel great just to send me a text and be like, hey, I'm working on this and I don't know what this means. This is weird. Can you help me with this? That's just all you have to do is do it. So we'll steal Nike's on, just do it. Just go out. Connect with people. Send them messages. If you got questions, if there's somebody that you just think that they might have some answers that you need, just ask if you can get 10 or 15 minutes of their time. And you know what they're going to say? Just about 99% of the time, they're going to say, oh, heck yeah, for sure, I would love to chat with you about this stuff. Because most folks that are operating in this community, they're just as passionate as you are about it. And they want to talk about it. They want to nerd out on it. They want to spend time sharing with you the lessons that they've learned and learning from you and learning about where you stubbed your toe or your organization maybe took a little bit of a too far a turn to the left or to the right. Or maybe you were in the middle when you should have went to the left or to the right. They want to learn from those things. And that's how we collectively grow. That's how we collectively get better as a community of practice, is through these conversations, through these interactions, through this community, right? This community, which is amazing. It's just amazing. And it's powerful, right? It's powerful. So take advantage of it. If you'd like to chat with me about human and organizational performance, just send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes and you just want to catch up, you got a thought, you got an idea, you got a question, you might need a little bit of help. And if it's not me, again, there are, I don't know if I would venture to say thousands, but there's hundreds. And that's another piece of this is, you know, we exist in an echo chamber, not to mention LinkedIn again, exist in a bit of an echo chamber. So it's real easy for us that are really deep into this community to look around and think, well, everybody's connected. Everybody's talking. This community is massive. But I can't really say thousands of people. It's probably hundreds. Right, so again, plug in to this community of practice. Plug in to taking advantage of these amazing thought leaders and practitioners and folks that are out there. Because again, I promise you, if you reach out to them, it's highly unlikely that they're going to turn you down and say, heck no, I don't want to talk to you. They want to learn from you just as much as you want to learn from them. This community, here's number 6, 7, I don't know, are you keeping count? This community is powerful. You don't have to exist within a bubble. Tap into this community, use it, take advantage of it, give to it, grow it. And we all collectively get better as practitioners, as organizations, as the community. That's all I've got. I love this community and I'm thankful for it every single day. I'm thankful of the friendships that it has grown for me, and I very much am thankful for each and every one of you. If you'd like to get into contact, it is thehopnerd@gmail.com. If you would like to learn more, head over to www.thehopnerd.com. I've got all kinds of amazing resources over there, totally free. And if you would like to spend some time just catching up, 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, just talk and hop. Again, you can do that over on the website. Just send me an email. Use that handy-dandy contact box. I would love to chat with you. And if you want to get things more seriously, I'm booking up my calendar. And next year is already filling up. This year is insane right now. I said I was going to get back to flying. I've been flying all over. I basically am I feel like I am employed by the airport at this point. I think that they just need to give me like one of those little cool badges that they all wear with like the arm, right? That's a cool thing. I want one of those. I want one of those little arm badge things. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it in the airport. I want one of those. Those are cool. But I've been all over. And the calendar's filling up for this year. It is already starting to fill up for next year. So if you'd like to spend some time with me working on human and organizational performance within your organization, just send me an email. Again, thehotnerd@gmail.com. That's all I've got. Until next time, Sam Goodman, the Hot Nerd, signing off. Bye, everybody. Bye.